It's been a while of a conversation. Steve and had reached out to us and by the opportunity, and our search committee and board of directors weighed in all the options, and we were looking for a new CEO here in our transition, and this really fills that hole that we need currently, but gives us and leapfrogs us to the next level of searching for that long-term CEO. Steve will help come back and work with the current board on the issues we have. As you know, we have a lot going on in agriculture right now, but he will also help us transition to the new CEO and help identify those individuals here in the future.
So he's kind of that transition is the word you're using from one spot to the next.
Yeah, he's going to come in and help us facilitate, make sure everything's running smoothly. Doing a great job right now. The staff that we have currently helping us out in the interim positions are doing a bang-up job. They really are doing amazing. But there's a lot going on, and they have other jobs to do that they were hired for, and we want to help them get back to doing their normal job and not taking on this extra. And Steve is that person who can come in, and he hit the ground running. There's no training there, no education, and the couple of years experience he's got now at USDA is just going to make ASA that much stronger.
How does that help us? What does that bring to the table after he's been sitting in the cage there at USDA?
I think it's even a deeper knowledge to the farm programs themselves, the opportunities for agriculture, the opportunities for our WISH program. You know, what are the things that are out there? How to facilitate and implement a farm bill? Excuse me. We're gonna be able to go into Congress now. We're talking about a farm bill and say, hey, this works, this doesn't, to implement. And we have firsthand knowledge of that. So you're gonna take that knowledge of Steve and pass it on to the farmer leaders to go and talk on behalf of American farmers, and we'll be able to hopefully facilitate a better farm bill, more easily implemented in the future.
So you got a full plate, as you mentioned, with issues out there. We all do. What do you see as some of those chief concerns from the ASA standpoint that are on the top of that agenda?
Well, a couple major ones, especially with Steve coming on right at the top. He was FAS, head of FAS in his previous position when he worked for USDA before. He ran our international marketing program before we transitioned with USB to USEC. So on that trade front, Steve is stellar, and we still have the issues with China. He has contacts there. In his current job, he had contacts with China. So those are huge, and the European Union is another opportunity we need to work through. But then you go to, like, infrastructure. USDA has been leading the whole broadband initiative. Well, Steve was part of that, and so we can now use Steve's knowledge to help get this broadband out to the rural communities that are so much needed. So you have all these issues that Steve has always been a part of, now has been a part of a different way. Now we're going to bring that all back together and try to focus and be more productive than ever before.
When you say a transition role that he's taken, do you have any idea on a time period that he's going to give ASA?
Not necessarily right now. We're keeping that open, but it's going to be a shorter term. It's not a long-term relationship, and that was on both mutual parts. Steve wants to come in and make sure things are going well, but really start that transition, that search right away to try to identify those individuals. So it could be a year, could be a little longer, but we're going to move forward together and try to get everything and everybody going down the same direction.